I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Classes started last week at Central Connecticut State University for students arriving from hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Carolina Riolano flew into Florida on a humanitarian plane that was packed with people. Most of them were elderly or ill, but Riolano's reason for leaving her home was different. She came here to learn.
My college was flooded, and the public library, you know, isn't working. There's no communication, so.
She's a fourth-year student at the University of Puerto Rico studying biology, but Hurricane Maria halted that. Now she's at CCSU. She's taken advantage of an 8-week semester that was custom-made for students from the island. She was living with her grandparents on the island when the hurricane struck. They still don't have water or electricity. It was hard to leave, she says, but they're happy she's here. And all things considered, so is she.
I'm pretty happy, actually. I mean, it's a new experience. I'm a little cold because I'm not used to this weather.
Getting into CCSU wasn't complicated. All she had to do, she says, was provide proof she was a student in her transcripts, and she was in. While she likes it here, she would like to finish her degree back on the island. Student David Perez also has Puerto Rican roots. He moved to the island as a child. He's been helping Riolano and other incoming students acclimate to the area's weather and the culture.
Connecticut's a lot different than Puerto Rico. The lifestyle is a lot different. So it's like just making sure that their mental health and their physical health is okay, because all of that matters.
20 students started the shortened semester last week. CCSU says it's simply the right thing to do. David DeRoche, WNPR News.